Australian singer-songwriter Sarah Leet has a new single. Let's have a little listen. And Sarah joins us to have a chat about it this morning on 2NM. How are we doing, Sarah?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Now, I'm assuming you called your single Nothing Special just so that you got that gag. When people say, what's the new single? You go, Nothing Special.
You know me already. How did you know that?
It's because that's what I would
reason,
do.
But I tell you, it's a good part.
What is it all about?
So it's loosely based on a creative writing exercise I did back in high school, where I decided to write a boy meets girl kind of story,
yep.
As every teenage girl would. They meet, they fall in love, they get together, then they have problems and they have to decide whether they're going to work it out or go their separate ways. And I decided to make them work it out because I thought that would be a more fun thing to do.
That's very country. That's what happens in country, isn't it? That they go through angst and then they manage to reconcile?
Exactly, or they just, you know, separate and the wife takes the dog and the kids. But I decided to get them to kind of, like, work it out, and my teacher handed it back to me and said, look, I like the story, but I'd like you to change the ending. So I did, but it's always kind of stuck with me, and I think, like, the further I kind of get into life, the more I think it is about the effort you put in, and been in plenty of relationships where I've tried to make it work and I shouldn't have, and I'm married now, almost 4 years, so I've worked out that any time I wanted to leave would have been great, but it wouldn't have kind of got us to where we are now. So,
does that mean, really, the best music is about the journey, not where you end up?
I think so, for sure.
There's a lot to think about in that circumstance. I mean, you know, when we talk about a life's journey, encapsulated within a 3.5-minute song, there's a lot to be able to include in there.
Yeah, and I really wanted this song to be relatable in both instances. So I think that, you know, regardless of whether you're going to stay together or not, like, that choice is yours, and you can't really sit around waiting for a happy ending because it isn't going to happen. You've got to kind of make it your own.
That's right, yep. And that's a really good point. Those people that sit there expecting the fairy tale without actually working for it are never going to achieve it, are they?
Exactly. I was devastated when I grew up and realised that the big bad world wasn't fair. But it is what you make it.
That's true. So what about the rest of your music? Can we expect more coming out very soon?
You can. So I was lucky enough to record a couple of singles while I was in Queensland last year. So there is more coming, thankfully.
And what about touring to support all your music?
I'm in the midst of doing that now, which is very cool. So it's been a little while since I've been on the road.
Where are you off to?
Bit of everywhere. I'm based up near Tamworth, but I will be trying to visit Muswellbrook somewhere. If you guys have suggestions, let me know.
We're always happy to see everybody, especially over the last 18 months with the lockdown. There's hardly been any live music around anywhere. We feel very, very sorry for all the artists like yourself. It pretty much came to a grinding halt.
It certainly did. I was gearing up for a big year too, and it was kind of my big chance to get out there and get things happening, and then it all just kind of fell apart. It took me a little while to pick myself up and dust myself off, but here we are.
Performing in front of a crowd, is that like a skill you've got to work up to?
I think so. I think, obviously, like, if you were, like, terrified of crowds, I think it's going to be a little bit harder. And I was always kind of that kid. I used to stand on this tree stump in primary school and sing. It was very depressing. but I think it's more fun. And once I realised, like, it's not this big, scary thing, you know, like, I'm very much myself on stage. So I'll get up and I'll crack a joke and I try and have fun myself. And I think that really comes across to the people watching, and it puts them at ease. I think if you have someone who's up there and very, very nervous, everyone just feels very, very nervous.
It's something that we would definitely pick up on. But to be a performer, if you've got music and you want people to be able to appreciate the music, you can't be that shy, retiring little flower in the corner, because otherwise nobody's going to get the opportunity.
Exactly. And I think it's about communicating what the song is trying to say too. So obviously this song is, it's quite fun to play, and it's, you know, like, there's a message behind it. And then there's other songs, you know, that are, like, just super fun drinking songs and you want to have fun. But then there are other songs that are you know, quite personal and quiet, and you want people to kind of have the space to be able to appreciate that too. So it is a skill.
Is a gig a little bit like a roller coaster? There's ups and downs, and there's bends, and there's sweeps and turns and things like that. And the more you do it, the more you realise, you know, where you're meant to come up and then where you're meant to drop things off again?
Yeah, certainly. And I tell you what, you remember to put your seatbelt on, because the couple times that you fall out, it hurts. You've got to strap yourself in.
I think we've got a new single for you there. It's called Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I think so.
Another metaphor for life. Sarah Lee, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with the single and the tour, and we'll hopefully see you in Musselbrook sometime.